You know, I've tried to, at times I've tried to say, okay, I'm not going to pay attention to the code that's hidden in plain view. I'm trying to ignore it or whatever. And, it's impossible. Once you see through the matrix, it's all coded. It's all, once you see the fractal hologram, once you see the copy machine, the repeat, the patterns that repeat over and over and over and over. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. You already know, you pretty much know what's going to happen before it happens, you know. If you see, let's say you see two or three people get a flat tire, you probably have a flat tire. You know, it's on the way. There's always a precog or foreknowledge, you know. You can use it for your advantage because let's say you see something happen, you can get prepared in case you can avoid it or get prepared, you know. You can anticipate. The word anticipate means to before grasp. Not only can you anticipate and like grasp something and it appears faster, but you can also anticipate a problem and make it go away. Get rid of the problem before it happens, before it appears. You anticipate. The word A-N-T before, the last part, dissipate or whatever, that goes back to the Latin word to grasp, to grab hold of. And if you follow the etymology, it means make it appear faster. And a lot of this etymology stuff, these people before the internet, these people paid attention to words. Words are actually the hologram. If you pay attention to the words, everything is a word. This guy started to go across the street in front of me just now. He turned his head before he walked. He turned his head and looked to see if a car was coming. That's a word. I'm getting ready to walk across the street, you know. Not only is it a word, it's a sentence. The body language is a word. Symbols, shapes, phonics are words. Phonics are actually words. Prefixes, suffixes, cognates, reveal the hologram. I wish, in a way, that I could turn it off sometimes, but then I would wish I had it. I really don't want to lose it, and I won't. I'm sure of it. But sometimes you wish you could just turn it off, because you can be talking to somebody, and they're saying something, and you're like, you're like, that's so easy. Don't you see it? It's right in front of you. Don't you see what you just said? Let's say somebody's dealing with something. They're talking about a problem or something. And they're all upset about a problem. And when you decode, and you realize the solution was before the problem. So they're dealing with a problem, but they don't see the solution, but the solution's there, and it's always been there, but they can't see it. But if they pray about it and ask God, He's going to reveal it, because it's a pattern. This is an overarching pattern. This is a principle that is true across the board. You ready? And I've talked about it before. the solution was there before the problem, and you know it is, and it applies across the board because it's the lamb slain before the foundation world. So God had the solution before he created this place, and that's true with everything. That's true with cancer, that's true with diabetes, that's true with mental problems, psychological problems, that's true with overweight. It's true. The solution was there before the problem appeared because it's the lamb slain before the foundation world. This is why I'm telling you that archetypes are so important, because once you have a problem, you can say, wait a minute, Jesus. Call out to God, say, Jesus, You gave us a solution before the problem ever appeared in the eternity past, and the eternity present, and the eternity future. So what am I missing? Lord, what am I missing? Call out to God and say, Lord, what am I missing? Because I know there's a solution. What am I not seeing? And then he shows you the solution. Hello? God, the same yesterday, today, forever. Your body's regenerating, your liver's regenerating, your pancreas is regenerating, your fingernails are regenerating, the hair on your body's regenerating, the skin is regenerating, everything's regenerative. If you just stop doing what you're doing that's messing up everything and step into the flow state, the regenerative state, everything's regenerating every time, all the time, everywhere, all the time. Yeah, you can see the death everywhere. I can see sin everywhere, but you can also see the resurrection everywhere. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. Hello? 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 Can anybody hear me? The reason the archetypes are so important, because it helps you when there is a problem, when things don't make sense. The promises of, whatever you want to call it, you can call it archetypes, or you can call it promises of God, or you just call it the creation code, or you can call it just the way things are. See, the devil's always trying to put you in fear, you know. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, sound mind. I can't even say the word fear. I don't know why. Let me try it again. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I'm doing this on the fly while I'm driving. So power is what? Dunamis. Is that the word we're looking for? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power. That probably goes back to dunamis, dynamite. Dynamite is probably the word that if you look it up in the Greek, I'm pretty sure it'd be dynamite. Power. Spiritual power. A spirit of power, love, agape love. You can love your neighbor. You can love your enemies. You can love anybody. You can forgive them. That doesn't mean you let the boundaries down. It doesn't mean you let them back in the house. Power, love, and a sound mind. No confusion. But a sound mind. There's no confusion with the spirit of truth. If somebody's trying to put confusion on you, they have the spirit of error. The spirit of truth doesn't bring confusion, but it brings clearness of mind. A sound mind. Confusion is from below. Soundness is from above. That which is from above is what? Pure, peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy. It's sound. That wisdom which is from above is peaceable, easily entreatable. The wisdom from below is big fat lies from the devil and the narcissist and the psychopaths and the predators and the sociopaths and the selfish and the religious but lost and the fakers. Hello? The wisdom from above is like talking to Jesus, your Heavenly Father, Abba Father. The wisdom from below is like talking to a psychopath, a con artist, a salesman. Easy button. So when you're talking to somebody and you lose your peace, they're not making sense, they're contradicting, that's wisdom from below, not above. If they don't make sense, there's a reason they don't make sense. It's from below. If the Bible says you're saved by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Right there it is. You're saved by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then they turn around and say, hey, it's faith plus works. Wait a minute. How's that? That's a contradiction. You're saved by faith, not of works. Says it as clear as all get out. As clear as the day. As clear as... clearer than anything you've ever heard. The Bible is like 100% clear, absolute fact that you're saved by faith alone. Now, somebody who contradicts that wisdom is from below. It's not from above, it's from below. It's faith alone in Jesus alone. Faith alone gives you comfort. Faith plus works puts you in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. If they want to put you in fear, you not good enough, touch not, taste not, handle not, follow this rule, follow this, do this, don't do this, don't. If they want to put you under some kind of guilt, shame, condemnation, you know it's from below. It's from below. Easy button. Cut off the music, cut off the noise for a while, meditate. Just do it for 2 years. If you don't want to do it forever, do it for 2 years. Once you do it for 2 years, though, you'll never turn it back on. Because it's the system is nothing but confusion. The whole system's a big fat lie. The wisdom from below is contradictory to faith. The wisdom from below looks on the outward show, the outward appearance, the things that they can see. The wisdom from above is walking by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. That's from above. That knowledge is, that wisdom is from above. It's not from below. When you're talking to people who are of the world, of the flesh, of the pride of life, pay attention. It's all outward show. Look what I did. Look what I own. Look what I dress in. Look at my shoes. Look at what I'm saying. Look at this. Look at me, 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 me. They don't point you to Jesus. They don't point you to the Bible. They don't point you to the truth. They point you to themselves. I'm noticing a pattern in the last 2 weeks that people are not talking. Usually you have a lot of people get in the rideshare and they talk. But I'm noticing people are just saying nothing. I haven't figured out why. I don't know if it's the heat or if it's... I don't know what it is yet, but people are just not communicating anymore. They're just sitting there like a knot on the log. I can't figure it out. I don't know. I'm missing something. I really and it's a, everything's a fractal, there must be a reason. People are just not talking like they used to. I don't know if it's been 2 weeks or a whole month, but people used to talk. When they'd get in the car, they'd start talking. Now they don't say nothing. They don't say jack. And they don't tip anymore. Even if you're the best driver and you got the best record, they just, you know, they want you to go to a restaurant and tip. Both. And the people are not even using their vehicle. Why aren't people tipping when you're using your own vehicle? Not adding up. The only thing I can figure is they thought the economy would shift back faster, and it's in like the people I talk to, they're telling me when I pick people up, they tell, if I talk to them long enough, like if you're in an apartment, I say, how much is a one bedroom? $1,200 for a one bedroom apartment, $1,400 for a two bedroom. Cheapest hotel in around here is $400 a week. That's $1,200 a month for the cheapo. $600 a week for a decent one. That's $2,400 a month. Power bills up. Cars are, you know, it's getting ready to crash, because I could just, that's probably what's going on. People are so tired of the high, the expenses of everything. That's probably what's happening. What I'm trying to do is figure out why people quit talking. They used to talk, now they don't talk. Every once in a while you get one that will talk like they used to. Now they're just not talking anymore. People really have nothing to say. I'm at the restaurant, so I gotta cut this off. But this is a dilemma I'm trying to figure out. I'm seeing a change in behavior with the common person. And they used to talk. Now they're just sitting there like a knot on a log. It's kind of blowing your mind. Blowing my mind.